Now, in this session, I just want to go through something called environmental dynamics. And this is incredibly important for us to get our heads around. Because if we're going to want to expand our minds and actually accept that we do have more potential, that we can think quicker, we can verbalize quicker, we can problem solve better, we can start to work and co-create with other people better, then we're going to have much, much better lives. We're going to be able to creatively problem solve within really limitless capacity. This means that you'll find yourself thinking about how you could solve global poverty, how you could solve injustice, how you could solve suppression. These, you know, your mind is really working within a bandwidth and a frequency governed by the environment that you've put it into. That means the place that you live, the relationship that you have, the environment, the people you talk to, and the kind of news media that you allow yourself to watch. And that information adds up to what you are going to receive on social media as well. Now, obviously, when we're going into something like social media, it's a difficult situation because algorithms are picking information that they see aligning with our interests. This means that we get a narrowing of what we can see. In other words, we get to see one particular perspective that reinforces the perspective reality that we had. And this is not a good dynamic for us if we want to grow the brain. We need to be able to expose the mind to more challenging situations. We need to not just take a particular view of a subject and say, this is how I define myself. Because if we do, we're going to be very limited in that definition. And that's going to always alienate us from growth, because we grow through our relationships with other people. And thus, we're only ever going to have relationships with people that suit that bandwidth. And I'm going to talk about bandwidth quite strongly, because it's really the only way to decode thought. Most of us will try to level the playing field, say we're all the same but different. We all have different views, different opinions. This is one way of looking at it. But when we go into what we call the second birth, which is the spiritual birth, there really isn't a lot of difference here. There's not a lot of diversity, because there is really one path that's been trodden for thousands of years. And people like Plato, Aristotle, people like Socrates, Descartes, all these people have traveled this path, which is one of deep introspection, one where we get to ask ourselves questions that we've never done. And when we do, we face ourselves in the mirror in a much more powerful way. And as I said before, it can be quite challenging. So the environment that you place yourself in will change the way that you think. If you take someone and you put them in a prison, then they've got to survive that new orientation to that limited world. And in the first position, that can be quite disorientating. But the brain's neuroplasticity will change, because it's the ultimate survival mechanism. It's not you that's changing. It's its ability to, you know, give that, you know, operate those thoughts in a way that is optimized for that particular environment. And it's very key to start to see things in terms of bandwidth and frequency, and then you don't just get pissed off with people and think, well, okay, why are you so silly, or why are you getting into an argument with me? You recognize that they in this frequency or bandwidth, their mind is oscillating from highs to lows, and they're looking for some degree of certainty in the world that they operate within. If they're uncertain, then they feel exposed, they feel vulnerable, and they want to cease to get that sense of certainty back at all costs. But to expand the mind, obviously, we have to go out and push it just a little bit. And this is kind of an osmosis. It's not like a one trick, you know, I've got a technique that's going to expand my mind, done. It's really something that's a lifelong pursuit, because when you start to analyze your language patterns, the way you think, the way you self-identify, and all the questions behind that, the why behind the why, as I mentioned, then you'll start to navigate your environment in a much more powerful and progressive way.